Making catch and release data public passes Senate. Texas border business. Washington, D.C. U.S. Senators John Cornyn, RTX, Tom Tillis, RNC, Tom Cotton, RAR, Tommy Tuberville, RL, and Susan Collins, Army, released the following statements after their Southern Border Transparency Act, which would require the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, to accurately report how it is handling migrants encountered at the border and ensure the American people have a full accounting of the number of migrants being released into the United States by the Biden-Harris administration, along with information detailing where they are coming from, passed the Senate unanimously last night. The Biden-Harris administration has gone to great lengths to hide the ball when it comes to levels of illegal immigration, but the American people deserve to know exactly how many migrants are being released into the country and exactly on what terms, said Senator Cornyn. This is the most basic of transparency measures, just the facts, that's all we're looking for. The Biden-Harris administration's disastrous policy decisions have led to 10.2 million encounters at our southern border since taking office, and it is clear they would prefer to keep the American people in the dark about their failures, said Senator Tillis. I am proud to co-sponsor this legislation that will require real transparency about President Biden and Vice President Harris' failure to stop the flow of illegal immigration at our southern border. We have an immigration crisis because Joe Biden has abandoned his responsibility to secure the southern border, said Senator Cotton. This bill will bring needed transparency and oversight to this manufactured crisis. The Biden-Harris administration is trying to hide the fact that they've created the worst border crisis in American history, said Senator Tuberville. For nearly 4 years, we've had record numbers of illegal immigrants and deadly drugs pour across our southern border with no accountability. Some of these illegal entries are even on the terrorist watch list. American lives are at stake. It's past time for us to know who is coming across our border, and why Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are allowing them to stay here illegally on the taxpayer dime. I'm glad to see this legislation pass the Senate, and hope the House will take it up quickly so we can send it to President Biden's desk. The Southern Border Transparency Act will increase accountability and help Congress make informed decisions as it considers ways to enhance border security and reform our broken immigration system, said Senator Collins. Moreover, this legislation will help ensure that all Americans can understand the scope and scale of the worsening crisis at the southern border. This legislation is also co-sponsored by Senate Judiciary Committee Ranking Member Lindsey Graham, RSC, and Senators Bill Hagerty, RTN, J.D. Vance, RO, Cynthia Lummis, RWay, James Lankford, ROK, Pete Ricketts, RNay, Ted Budd, RNC, Todd Young, RN, Steve Daines, RMT, Mike Lee, RUT, Chuck Grassley, REA, Kevin Kramer, RND, Cindy Hyde-Smith, RMS, Roger Marshall, RKS, John Hoven, RND, John Kennedy, RLA, Ted Cruz, RTX, Josh Hawley, RMO, Katie Britt, RL, Marsha Blackburn, RTN, Bill Cassidy, RLA, Dan Sullivan, RAK, and Deb Fisher, RNA. Background, : The Biden-Harris administration's strategy for handling the influx of migrants at the border has been to funnel them into so-called parole or unlawful release programs, including the Cuban, Haitian, Nicaraguan, and Venezuelan parole program, an expanded Central American minors program that now includes adults, and the likely widespread use of parole at ports of entry, POS. These migrants are eligible for work authorization, and there is limited visibility into whether they ultimately depart the United States. Right now, there are currently only limited public data available on the total number of people who have been released into the U.S. under these programs, whether they are even making asylum claims before they are released, what screenings are taking place, or whether these migrants ever depart the United States. The Southern Border Transparency Act would require DHS to fully report on how it is handling migrants encountered at the border, including the number of migrants paroled at each PO and in each border patrol sector, the number of migrants apprehended at each PO and in each border patrol sector, and how many were granted voluntary departure, placed into expedited removal, or simply released into the interior, the number of petitions for parole received and granted by U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, and the total number of migrants paroled into the United States each fiscal year, whether they are granted work authorization, and whether they ultimately depart the United States when their parole expires. Last year, the Biden-Harris administration acted without Congress's consent to create programs that allow for hundreds of thousands of migrants to be paroled and released into the United States annually. One allows migrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela to legally remain in the U.S. for 2 years and offers work authorizations to up to 360,000 people a year. The administration has also released hundreds of thousands of migrants who scheduled immigration appointments with U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, through the CBP One app, including individuals from Iran, China, and Russia. These practices result in decreased apprehensions, but do not decrease the number of migrants with unrealistic asylum claims who are entering and remaining in the United States. Separately, the administration is releasing an unknown number of individuals under the label of humanitarian release, although it is unclear who qualifies. Although some migrants are placed into expedited removal proceedings, most are released into the interior of the U.S. before DHS even determines whether they will make asylum claims, let alone whether those claims are even credible on their face.